So now thank you so much again for our panelists and amazing discussion. And we'll be sending to everybody the email, follow-up email about a forum or a group that will continue our discussion. And now let's have our breakout session where you have the chance to interact directly with our mentors. So after the breakout session, which is 25 minutes, we'll come back to the main session to have a report session. So we just talk about your key takeaway as volunteers, your key takeaway, and then that will be the end of our program. So let's have our breakout session if a heart chat team can facilitate. And thank you again, everybody, for your patience and your attendance. Thank you very much. All right, so I'll see you in a second.
A team of technicians, Hotchkiss, very own technicians working on it. Be a bit patient with that.
No issues. Maybe we'll take the chance actually to announce our biggest announcement, which we will actually tell after the session. But since we have a bit more time now, I would like everybody to know that we are actually transitioning in a foundation and NGO as a social entrepreneur meetup. And this will be a collaborative and co-created platform for all these leaders of different impact communities to come together to have a more closer collaboration. So now we're working very closely with Dream Impact and Social Ventures Hong Kong. And if you are interested, you want to have closer collaboration with this very dynamic community, please do reach out to us. So I hope we'll actually have the, thank you so much for the come. All right, so Vincent, you have some, the technical issues solved.
Okay. Yay, it's working now. Thanks for the patience and enjoy your breakout session with your assigned peer mentor. So enjoy your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Teleported. Oof.
Hi. Calling Jesse. Where are you?
Yeah. Back.
Oh, had a challenge now, Dorothy, with the background.
Yes. That's so much timing, huh?
I'd just like to apologize on behalf of Hotchkiss because I think we just made a terrible, terrible low level technical mistake. So some of the people are not meant to be in the group, but But anyway, it might be a good, like, unexpected meetup opportunity.
Exactly.
But yes, anyway, we apologize for that one. For the questions that you actually want to ask original interpreters, Jesse and I will sort it out and then we'll just follow up. But I'll hand over time to Jesse.
Yeah, does anybody, because our time is limited, anybody has a major takeaway from your session you would like to share? A few words. Maybe Dorothy wants to share. Mark.
I have actually one. It's very simple. This has been very helpful. Small groups of people who can have, let's say, psychological, intimacy of a sort. This is very helpful. You know, people can get into personal stories. The only problem is we need more time for that. We need to be more often. It's just sounds simple, sounds kind of, fundamental, but I think that this is one of those experimental learning, sessions where we can all just feel that. So for me, this is learning.
Thanks. What about anybody else?
Okay, maybe I can share a bit. So basically, one of the biggest problems we've been facing is when in such a critical situation, so our corporate clients or clients that we want to reach out, they don't even have the money to sustain or survive in the next few months? How can they even think of, say, climate change, mental health of their employees, or some sort of higher goals? So that's our problem. And our group sort of think that the solution, potential solution, would be to actually sort of in line with their, basically just realize the fact that they are profit maximizing. So instead of actually persuading them with the fact that, oh, you have to care about your mental employees' mental health, or you have to love the dolphins in the sea, otherwise we are going we're going to die. It would be better to go in line with the agenda. Basically, if they want to profit maximize, we sort of get in line the idea of profit maximization and our higher goal together. And we can do that, I think, by use of data, use of statistics, show that if you care about your employees' mental health, you care about the climate change, actually that is in line with your company's profit maximization goal. I know, I think it's maybe something to do with marketing, sales strategies, but so I think that's our takeaway.
Yeah, that sounds like a concept of CSV, right? Creating shared value to align the social value with your business strategy. Exactly. That is an amazing approach. What about the group with Joe and Deanne? Do you want to share anything?
So Marek shared for the group. So I think that there was perfect sharing.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, because if anybody has a question regarding startup strategies and investment, you know, you can definitely go after WHub and AngelHub, amazing twin sisters company. What about Shatman and Angeline, your group?
It was a good discussion. We had a friend from Hong Kong and a friend from Indonesia. And we kind of found that all the regions, everyone is facing the same problem. And what I personally also can see is that not just the NGOs, rather, startups, we also face the same problem. So everyone is in it together. But then while working in different emerging cities from Good City Foundation, we have already found that long before COVID-19, startups from the second tier cities or even the local governments in the second tier cities have been facing this resource problem as well. I believe it is getting more intense right now. So I would say that post-COVID, it's a call for cross-sectoral and cross-regional collaboration. So we can see that how NGO to NGO, also city to city, can collaborate to survive. The city has its own strength, and we can help different other cities to go through this, and where Hong Kong as a major city in the region can play a big role. So that was my kind of reflection from the breakup. Thank you.
Yeah, because Sherman has a very global perspective leading the Good City Foundation. So I think if anybody after the session would like to understand more about your global market, especially what's a specific, the city's approach, do talk to Shatman. And yeah, he'll be your amazing peer mentor. So what about the group from Albert and Dorothy? Anything you would like to share?
Yeah, I think our group had very different needs. I think also reflecting that NGOs and social enterprises actually are facing different challenges and they are looking for different support. So maybe from NGO perspective for actually to fundraise in such a time, right? Exactly. Also, as Vincent said, that corporates are not, they're caring about their own survival. They're not necessarily looking to donate more money. Maybe some are and some are not. So what are some fundraising strategy? I think Vivian actually wanted to connect with Jeff on that. So maybe you guys can talk afterwards. And some mechanism. And then Naomi from our group wanted to also on shared value, kind of how can we not just think about the short term reactions that we're all trying to pivot, and but also thinking about a bit longer term, like a 2 to 3 year strategy. What should we think about? How can we look at the shared value in the long term and aim for that development as well?
Yeah, I think that's critical. For us, on that note, I think including Dream Impact, but also the Good Lab and Shared Value Projects Hong Kong are experts in creating the long-term strategy to help you to actually improve your pitch to the corporates and to the funders, and to enhance your claim to that money, because that's also helped them to make more profit while doing more good. So I think that's a very important approach. So what about the group of Warrant and Mark? Oh, I think you're in the same group. Yeah, is there anything you would like to share?
I was in a group with Elvis Cho and Edward. Edward is based in Taiwan, so kudos to Taiwan in this epidemic situation. So basically, Edward had an issue about, you know, having difficulty to engage with people in Taiwan for the youth work that he's been doing. I guess pretty much I share some of my personal experience and some of the organizations who are doing kind of more digital community tour in Hong Kong as a case to him. And I guess hopefully that gives him a little bit more inspiration around how he might be able to do community engagement in Taiwan digitally. On the other hand, Elvis is based in Hong Kong, and he has just recently rented a major venue in Hong Kong. Obviously that represents a major financial burden on his organization. So we've been discussing about, you know, one of the points that I mentioned earlier is around being bold to ask for things. So one of the things that immediate actions that we've been suggesting or discussing is to ask the landlords and developers in Hong Kong to actually reduce rent. I think, to be honest with you, a lot of the landlords and developers are open to that sort of conversations now. Because if they're not doing that, that will create bad image for them. And also, you know, that's kind of the general vibe and consensus around trying to help small and medium enterprises in Hong Kong through this particular challenge. And obviously there are fundings from the Anti-Epidemic Fund to help with SME as well, and the GCSE, the General Chamber of Social Enterprise in Hong Kong, as well as the HKCSS are helping SMEs in Hong Kong to get those funding. So those are the things that would hopefully help Elvis and probably many of you here to think about, you know, relieving some of the financial burden you are experiencing in your organizations.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good suggestion. Maybe we can have a lobby group that can lobby all the landlord, you know, collectively. Yeah, I think that would be very powerful. So let's finger crossed. So last two group to one is from Vincent of three groups. So Vincent, is there anything from your group?
Is there anything, Dr. Adrian Low, you would like to add? Maybe not.
I think, in the group that I was in, I think the takeaway was to, you know, create something, right? And to collaborate with all the stakeholders. For me, I'm so honored, you know, to be able to work with HotChat so that we can, you know, at one point we can, you know, solve societal issues. And on the other hand, we can, you know, and we can, you know, make some money out of it. So it's like two sides of the equation, right? So I think it's about putting all our strengths together and to solve the problems together. I think that's the main takeaway which I have in the breakout groups.
Thank you, Adrian. So the last group will be with Rainy and Ming Law. Rainy, are you here? Or Ming Law?
Yes, our group actually talks about how we can take care of our emotional well-being during this very difficult time. And one interesting finding is that we can redefine the concept of connection. Because especially during all these social distancing times, we think that it is actually a very good timing for us to do something that we are embarrassed to do face to face. So for example, we can say nice things to our coworkers like, oh, I'm so grateful having you too because we have been working together for so many years and then you are actually part of my life, something like that. And then you can, and we actually try that out in our own like different projects, and it works really well in, you know, bonding us together. And this might be the ever first time we say, I love you guys in like 5 years. So we think that we talk about how we can turn challenges into opportunities. So that's what we believe, like we make use of this social distancing to do something which is even better and that you wouldn't do face to face otherwise. So that's the greatest takeaway in our session.
Thank you. That's a great point. What about actually one last group is Jeff. Jeff, do you like to share anything?
Yeah, no, that was a great, I love that. I love just that we sit in a room like that and have a chat with people we've never, you know, we do have this shared interest, you know, and we are here, we're passionate about doing something that's meaningful, and we want to make change, and we're using our time wisely. I think that was a really good chat. You know, I got to meet, you know, two people with two that have two different passions, and I think, you know, I think that I would encourage them to just keep attacking that, you know. And no, this is a really cool event. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. I like these types of chats. I like the idea of focusing on, you know, creating an incredible organization that really thinks big. And I think when you can do that and you can create a product that's awesome, you know, the money's going to follow. I mean, with Impact HK, we're killing it financially, to be frank, in this time, you know. And there's a lot of opportunities out there. You know, I'll give you one example. We do a lot of CSR, corporate social responsibility. You know, we do a lot of that. We do about taking, JP Morgan and HSBC on the streets, you know, informing them and teaching them about why we do it, how we do it, and the importance of caring for people. And it's a really big part of our charity, you know, in a holistic approach, is informing society the importance of care. But during this time, there are no CSR, right? We're losing, you know, typically about a $70,000 to $90,000 a month program for us, our CSR program. But, you know, next week I'm working with Apple. So we're going to do CSR with Apple, but we're going to do it through Zoom. They won't use Zoom. I can't remember what they're going to do, but we're going to do an online thing like this. So we're going to have a sharing with their employees, and Apple has in their CSR program, they have a price per head. You know, so it's quite you can adapt, and there are a lot of people, you know, looking to give money. A lot of corporates, they have that CSR pool of money that they can't spend now. So if you can approach them, be creative about having a CSR activity like this, you know, I think that actually it's a really good opportunity.
Thank you, Jeff. So with all this have said, I just wanted to say, you know, don't be shy to say, I love all these people in the community, because we all love to support you. And I think this is a very unique community, because we are not focused on competition. You know, we don't want to just get the business going. We are focusing on creating meaningful impact on the society. That's why I believe in this connectivity and this solidarity. And we have seen with this event, and we have seen with, you know, also the Social Entrepreneur Meetup and all our amazing partners. So thank you again. You know, we really overrun, but everyone who has stayed here really also see the meaning and the value of this event. So thank you so much. And us panelists and our speakers, our mentors especially, we will follow up on the email on, you know, the questions you have asked and also the next steps. So how are we going to help you to tackle some specific challenges more specifically? So we'll follow up on the email. But this is for today, and I hope everybody enjoyed it, you know, just also to have a little mental massage of meeting the people who are like-minded and across the region. So yeah, reach out to us if you need anything. It's an amazing community with good-hearted people and with brain, you know, very smart. So yeah, love to see you again in the next event. And before that, good night, and you know, have some good rest, and you know, while keep your business and NGO going, also to what do you call it? It's like make an impact or change the world without losing your mind. So that's all for today, and thank you everybody. Hope you have a lovely night.